Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank? Having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? GasNetworksIreland.ie/movetogas.
Now, with the Dublin Mayo football final coming up this weekend, there is talk once again of the Mayo curse. Despite appearing in 8 finals, Mayo haven't won since 1951. And the story goes that when the team were travelling back with the Sam Maguire, they passed through the town of Foxford. A funeral was going on at the time, and because the team didn't pay their respects, a curse was put upon them that Mayo would never win an All-Ireland again until this team were all dead. But two members of that team are still with us. One being Paddy Prendergast, who lives in Kerry. Paddy, good afternoon to you.
And to you.
Now, it's a legend, obviously, but can you remember going through Foxford and there being a funeral there at the time?
Oh, I can remember it all right, yeah.
Yeah, and so where do you think the idea that someone put a curse on the team came from?
Well, the thing is that this is what was said. I tell you, we were in a truck, we were in a lorry, returning from the All-Ireland.
Yeah.
And it was a high. It was, you wouldn't see a lorry like it today anyway. That time they were carrying turf and everything.
Yes.
So the cribs were about 8 feet high, like,
yeah.
You know. And we were in the back of the truck and we stopped in Foxford. I don't know. We probably had come from Ballyhadreen or from maybe Bisrath Common or something. We traveled by lorry, by road anyway, in the truck. For, we said, 15, 20 miles maybe from Ballyhadreen or maybe from the nearest town to it. And we arrived in Foxford, and naturally we had to stop in Foxford because there was a very big crowd of people there, and we were returning after winning the All-Ireland.
Hmm.
So naturally, there were a lot of people out to say hello and all the rest of this stuff. So Sean Flanagan was captain,
yeah,
at the time. And what I do remember about it was when he spoke to them from the back of the truck, and he said, there is one thing that's warmer than a Foxford blanket, and that's the Foxford welcome.
Mm.
And he was right, because there was a big crowd of people there, and they were wanted to say hello or wave or whatever. But we were in this truck surrounded by cribs. And the story goes that there was a funeral. Now, we were down in the square. We weren't close to the church or anything. I think we could see the church, the front of the church, and there were a few people around it. But we didn't know anything about a funeral or anything else. But the story is that when we didn't get off the truck and go to the church, the priest supposedly said, which I'm sure he didn't say, that while any member of the team lived, Mayo would never win an All-Ireland. Rightly or wrongly, that's exactly what had happened.
And when did you first hear about the curse then?
Actually, I suppose at the time it was people talked about it, you know?
Mm.
That some priest put this curse on Mayo. And but that was my experience of the curse anyway.
Yeah. And have you met many people who, you know, lend it some credence? Have you had to say to people, no, there isn't a curse?
Oh, I believed in it, is it?
Yeah.
Of course I believed in it. Don't you know, we were very simple people up there in the west of Ireland.
Yeah, you're in your hoop.
And I say the 90% of the people believed it was a fact or a truth or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
No question at all about that. They always talk about the curse, and they talk about Biddy Early's curse as well.
Mm.
But I remember, I don't know how many years later, that was our day, and as I said, it was, the curse was kind of a real thing then, you know. Just, and some years later, only within recent memory anyway, like, you know, our fellows were playing in the All-Ireland, and the local curate then, whoever he was, he brought some people down to the river, and he took up a stone and he flung it into the river and said, "Goodbye, curse. That's the curse, and goodbye."
Yeah.
and that's, and you know, and they talked, I think that somebody went over to America, to New York, or to not New York, California, to talk to Padraig Carney. Padraig is doctoring over there, you know.
And that is the other member of the team.
And somebody went over and talked to him about it. Can you imagine?
Oh, crikey.
A member of one of the I don't know which paper, went over and talked. This is true, I think. You know, this. I vaguely remember myself that went over and talked to Padraig about the, and asked him about the course, because Padraig was from Swinford, and I suppose he reckoned, and the mother was a teacher there, and Tom Carney was a well known in the place, and I suppose he assumed that, well, if there's anything to be known about it, they know. And he went over to America to interview Padraig, as far as I know.
Crikey.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine? Do you think they'll do it this weekend? Oh, yeah. Paddy, thanks very much for talking to us today. That was Paddy Prendergast, former fullback with Mayo.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank? Having to order and write that big cheque for the delivery guy? GasNetworksIreland.ie/movetogas.